Last night's firing of FBI Director James Comey provoked strong responses, including from members of the U.S. Senate. The Trump administration says that Comey was dismissed in part due to how he handled an investigation of Hillary Clinton's email servers. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says he's troubled by the firing and wants an independent prosecutor to investigate Trump's ties to Russia. VPR's Annie Russell spoke with Sanders earlier today.
Senator Sanders, do you believe the reason that President Trump gave for firing James Comey, or was it a cover story?
No, I don't believe it for a second. I mean, in fact, it's totally ludicrous. I mean, Trump was almost encouraging people at campaign rallies to shout out, lock her up, lock her up. And now suddenly to say that that's the reason, the way he conducted his investigation of Clinton, is nonsense. Now, obviously, I am concerned about the way he handled himself, the way Comey handled himself during the campaign. But that's certainly not the reason that Trump fired him. What I think is that Comey last week made it clear that there is an investigation going on, looking at the possible collusion between Trump and Russia. According to the New York Times, Comey had asked the Department of Justice for increased resources to move that investigation along, that he was going to be testifying. Comey was going to be testifying tomorrow, as I understand it, before the Senate Intelligence Committee on a number of issues, certainly including Russia. And I think those are the reasons why Trump fired him, that the investigation was moving forward. And it looks to me like Trump did not want to see that happen.
You said in your statement last night, we need to know what the president is hiding. What do you suspect he's hiding?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the charge is a serious charge, and I'm not going to suggest that the Trump campaign was in collusion. That is what the investigation is about. What we do know is that Russia has attempted to undermine elections in a number of countries. Last week in France, supporting Le Pen. We know, according to virtually every intelligence agency in this country, that Russia was involved in our election in favor of Donald Trump. The key question, and we don't know the answer to this, is was there collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, or did Russia just act independently? That's what the investigation is about. And that's what we need to find out. And the only way, I think, that we find that out is through a special counsel independently appointed, not by the Attorney General of the United States or anybody in the Trump administration.
Senate Democrats held a long caucus meeting this morning. What did you discuss?
What we discussed is what is the best way forward in a nonpartisan way. If this looks like it's just another partisan battle, another partisan fight, or an anti-Trump effort, then I think the American people will lose faith in what we're trying to do here. And what we are trying to do, and it must be done in a nonpartisan way, is to get to the truth of the matter. And there are Republicans who absolutely agree with that, and I think there are a number of Republicans who were quite upset about Trump's firing of Comey and the manner in which he did it.
Does this put all other major legislative work on hold, things like health care, tax code rewrite? What's going on?
No, I think the issue here, and that's a good question, the issue here and why this issue is so important is that this nation is supposed to be a nation guided by the rule of law. And yet we have a president who has day after day attacked mainstream media as quote-unquote fake news. He has lied quite frequently. He has attacked judges, called them so-called judges, when they rendered verdicts that he didn't like. And now he has fired a FBI director who was in the middle of an investigation regarding his campaign. And it is terribly important that we follow through on this in a nonpartisan way and that we get to the truth of the matter. So that's why this is important. But to answer your question, we got a health care bill that just came out from the U.S. House, which might be the most disgusting piece of legislation that I have seen since I have been in Washington. This is a horrific piece of legislation that gives hundreds of billions of dollars in tax breaks to the top 2% and throws 24 million people off of health insurance and cuts back on people who have pre-existing conditions, etc. So we have got to pay attention to that. And obviously, there are many, many other major issues facing this country.